Invisible children, preteen mothers, adolescent felons, and what we can do about them. What we do to our children, they will do to society. Pliny the Elder. Preface. The writing of this book took about 8 months. However, the data and statistics appearing within it were compiled over 20 years. The book may be criticized for including information gathered over those years. I would argue that the bigger story being told here is the evolution of American social policy in my lifetime. It was not my intention to write an academic work or a tome of current statistical data. In most instances, the data has remained about the same for 20 years. Historically, America has compared itself to the other 20 industrialized nations of the world. Those are the nations with 50 to 200-year-old democracies we have seen as our equals and wanted to use to define how we rank in the world. Japan, Germany, France, Great Britain, Italy, Canada, Australia, Netherlands, Belgium, Sweden, Austria, Switzerland, Israel, Denmark, Finland, Norway, New Zealand, Ireland, Iceland. For the last 20 years, America has fallen from the top to the bottom in many of the quality of life comparisons with the other industrialized nations. Whether measuring child literacy, poverty, per capita rates of crime and incarceration, lifting children out of poverty, health care, or a broad range of social comparisons, America has lost its leading position in the industrialized world. Rather than honestly addressing this steep decline, information providers and the media have started to include the emerging nations in quality of life comparisons. This shows America in the middle of the 43 emerging nations rather than at the bottom of the well-established and more meaningful industrialized nations contrast. To compare our nation with Botswana, because we are unable to compete internationally with other industrialized nations, is a failure we need to wake up to. We are hiding our poor performance in critical quality of life issues by claiming we rank in the middle of 43 developing nations. It would be more honest and meaningful to acknowledge our last place status in the industrialized world and work to change it than to lower our standards and accept third world status for education, healthcare, poverty, and so many other areas. This book is a simple recruitment effort to get the average person to speak for and become friends of children. Learn more about helping children at friendsofchildren.com and invisiblechildren.org.